All right, time to Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, live from the Blue and Orange store, where we're broadcasting as we blew out Albertson Stadium one item at a time. Let's welcome Kurt to the program. Kurt, how are you? Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday because of all the Bronco broadcasting tomorrow.
Good, guys. How are you?
You know, a lot of people are getting excited. Frankly, though, we've spoke to some people that Salt Lake radio guy, a national handicapper. They were a little surprised there were any tickets remaining for this game. We went back, looked at 2012 attendance. It was massive. I don't know if you can tell. Have the visitor seats for this game sold out? Are the BYU people excited too, Kurt?
Yeah, I think they're pretty close to sold out, Jeff. Obviously, this is a big game for both teams, and you know, their fans will be in full force in terms of how many seats are available to them. But I think we've still got, 3,000 to go. Hopefully we can get rid of most of those before we kick tomorrow night.
And I don't know if you have an expectation because you kind of put a budget together for the state board, so you have a feel for what to do. And looking at these October-November games and the later night kickoffs sometimes midweek, can you sort of forecast that, yeah, you kind of anticipated this. You'd hope it wasn't this way. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the nice thing about the BYU series is we've played them quite a few times in Albertson Stadium, and so we can sometimes get a pretty good gauge about what that might look like. Now, you guys maybe know this better than I do, but I don't think we've ever played them at home on a Thursday night, or maybe
right.
We have. So Thursday night obviously affects us a little bit, but at the same time, I think everybody knows what's on the line tomorrow night for both teams, and us being in the top 15 and being undefeated, and there's a lot at stake, and we hope that they're going to show up. But from a budget standpoint, we're certainly a little bit under where we should be. But again, 24 hours left. I've looked at the weather. It seems like it's going to be a great night for football, and we're hoping at the end of the day that Bronco Nation gets out there to support our team, and hopefully it's full.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's Athletic Director, joining us here on Sports Radio 931 FM. This is your FM home for Boise State football. Our broadcast begins tomorrow at 3. Let's talk about this series, Kurt, between Boise State and BYU. It was a long-term deal that was signed by Gene with Tom Homo, who's still the Athletic Director at BYU. When do you start looking at the, continuation of this series or discussing the terms of it?
Tom and I have had very few conversations about it. I mean, we're still, at least on paper, scheduled to play those guys through 2023. So, there's another 7 years of this series, and we might start talking about that, in the next year or two, but for now, we're obviously very pleased with this game and the long-term contract. And, at least from our side, I would hope that we would continue to do that even after 2023. But it's probably something we'll address here over the next couple of years to see if both schools are interested in extending it.
So, in other words, it's too early. Does it ever make any sense to, what would they want? I mean, would it make sense to play this game in November, or is that just too close to the conference and all those important games? Because I know sometimes rivalry games, per se, will sneak into there. Is there an attitude that everybody wants to keep it here?
I would say we've our past has been a few games, I think, in September, and then most of them obviously following in the October time frame. I'm not opposed to doing something in, early November. Tom and I really haven't discussed that. They've got to, play with their schedule a little bit because of their independent affiliation. And so a lot of schools outside of Boise State on their schedule have to work with them. And, we'll work with them as much as we can, as long as our, our school is still interested in this matchup. And, yeah, it's possible that some of these games could be scheduled maybe, in later October or early November. I think we probably want to shy a little bit away from the end of November, right at the end of the season. But I could see this, being stretched into maybe, the second, third, or fourth week of October, or maybe the first week of November.
Well, Kurt, I was just looking at, you know, BYU's schedule, and it seems like traditionally they're struggling to get what they would consider perhaps more marquee games in November. So that may be something they want to do. That's why I was curious to see from your perspective. You looked at his schedule, you see the same thing, right?
Yeah, I do. And you know, Tom and I haven't talked about that in particularly, and so I think it's just a matter of, you know, us sitting down again, and you know, we do have some history with them and how we've scheduled this long-term agreement, and he has not reached out to me to, you know, figure out whether or not we could play this series past 2023 or, you know, if we would consider doing it at a later date. I'd prefer to keep it in October, but, you know, sometimes you got to work with these schools, specifically them, because of their situation, and, you know, I'm open to having that conversation.
Kurt, as long as we're talking about schedules, one of our favorite, and I think we asked you this maybe earlier in the season about the openings on your schedule. I think you may have one in 2018 if you decide to play the 13th game, and then a home game in 19 and a road game in 2020. I thought you said somewhere along the way that there might be some news this football season. Is there any update on the non-conference schedule?
There isn't, Mike. We're still having a lot of conversations. You know, to be honest, I thought it would be smart on our part just to kind of see maybe where this Big 12 thing ended up, you know, with all the shifting of the teams that were being talked about. And since they've kind of decided to do what they're going to do, we'll probably get a little bit more aggressive now over the next month and a half or so to try and fill in some of those games, you know, 3, 4, and 5 years from now.
Well, that was going to be another question I had for you is just view on how that Big 12 decision came down. Comparatively speaking, you know, I've never seen anything like it. I'm not saying that's negative. I've just never seen anything like this where they didn't solicit anybody. People solicited them. There was a discussion that some people were no longer in the running. And then there was a decision that we're not going to do anything. So
yeah.
How does that sit with an administrator? To me, it's very public. It did not seem like that would be the way to do things.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, I don't know exactly why they made that decision, but I think, you know, you guys can attest, I've said it all along, they could add 2 teams, 4 teams, or no teams. I'm not surprised by it at all. You know, I feel a little bit for the commissioner there and, you know, all the work that he put in, but at the same time, I think he came out with a statement that said that, you know, it gave us a chance to take a closer look at what we do have, and you know, for whatever reason, they were comfortable staying, you know, with where they're at. It really doesn't affect us in any way, except for we did, you know, put some time in to try to get our name in the hat. And, you know, for whatever reason, that didn't work out. But in the end, they didn't make any changes anyway. So we're moving on, and we're going to continue to focus on what we can control. And, you know, if opportunities like that come up in the future and it's something that Boise State is interested in, then we'll pursue it accordingly.
Do you think that the landscape now has to settle down, Kirk? I don't see many other openings for change, and looks like 2025 or so is a big renegotiation for TV or right around then, and the CFP. Things should be fairly quiet unless something changes, right?
Gosh, Jeff, never say never, right? Who knows? It would seem that way. I don't think any other conferences have even put out any information about the possibility of expansion, but you never know. I mean, we could hear something after this football season that's, you know, completely different and new about expansion in other conferences. But based on what's happened, you know, I would tend to think probably it is a little quiet now, but I wouldn't be surprised if something's different at the end of this football season. You just never know.
Well, Mountain West television contract is up for renegotiation and conversation like at, what, 2018 or 19, I think.
19.
So that all will 19, yeah. That would happen probably 2018, where a lot of conversation on the direction and future. I did find it interesting, Kurt, and I don't know if you're seeing any interesting industry information about just the future of how people are going to watch games. And they alluded to more digital, more internet delivery, and those types of things. Is there stuff that is being sent your way by industry people that the whole TV process and the rights fees and all that could be up for some shakeup here in the next go-around?
I wouldn't be surprised by it, Jeff. You know, I mean, when you look at all the different ways that people are just getting this information, you know, I heard something or I read something just the other day about how, you know, people in certain demographics aren't even watching the games on TV. They might just plug into their phone and get highlights of all the big games. So I think the industry is going to go in whatever direction the fans choose to tune in and watch something. And, you know, at the end of the day, as you know, your audience is most important, and they might dictate how the future goes in terms of how people are watching games. So the whole digital side of things, which is, you know, a very, very popular way of finding out what's going on in the sports world, may change the way that TV looks at it. And wouldn't be surprised, like I said, if we're watching more games, you know, via the internet, streaming, or whatever that may be. And I wouldn't be surprised by any of it, just based on how people are getting their information these days. And, you know, you tend to think that people don't really need to sit in front of a television for 3 or 3.5 hours. Maybe they just want to see the highlights of the game. And I think TV affiliates and people in the media will take all that information, and that will guide them on which direction they go in the future.
Kurt, thank you so much, and appreciate your time and joining us on a Wednesday. We'll try to get back on schedule here next week.
All right, guys, go Broncos. We really hope the fans come out and watch us tomorrow night. It's going to be a terrific game.